In that 1948 World Series, it was the Boston Braves and the Cleveland Indians, with the great pitcher Bob Feller for Cleveland, and this was Warren's first World Series. He lost his first game 4-1 in Game 2, but he won Game 5 11-5. He was also then called out in relief to pitch some more.
Right.
However, Cleveland won that World Series.
In the seventh game, I believe.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
But there was more to come. First of all, he was concerned about life after baseball. So tell us about your dad and your mother and what they did here in Hartshorne, Oklahoma.
Well, it goes back to when they first got married, and my mother traveled to Boston to be there in the wintertime because baseball players weren't paid enough money. They had to do some work in the wintertime, in the off season. So Dad worked for the owner of the Boston Braves named Lou Perini. He was a big construction company owner, and Dad worked on a runway at Logan Airport in the wintertime. And my mother just knew that there was a better place called Hartshorne, Oklahoma, and she persuaded him to come down there and lease, I think it was 160 acres. They lived in a house with no water and no electricity that first winter, and Dad loved it. He bought that original piece of property and from then on started buying property that bordered it until we've got about 1,100-acre ranch.
You still have it in the family today?
Absolutely. I'm running it right now.
What's the name of that ranch?
Diamond Star Ranch. My mother came up with that name because Dad was a star on a baseball diamond.
Oh, great.
So our brand has the diamond with stars at the end of it, and I just carried that on. I thought that was totally cool.
Yeah. They raised Hereford cows and bulls?
Dad had Herefords early on, but we now have all Angus because that's what the marketplace wants.
Another time, in 1951, he proved he could go along. He pitched 16 innings against the Dodgers before losing 2-1. You're just a few years old here. And then he struck out 18 Chicago Cubs in 3-1, 15-inning loss in June 14th. The same day the Braves signed Hank Aaron. Then he lost the next to last game the Braves ever played at Braves Field, and he won 10 innings, 1-0 on Jackie Robinson's single he lost. So when he lived there in Boston, he was very charitable with his time, and he helped start the Jimmy Fund. What can you tell us about that?
I just remember meeting, I think it was the head researcher, I think his name was Dana Farber, and they named an institute after him. Dad was very proud to be part of that. And I think the Boston Red Sox took over after the Boston Braves left Boston. I think it's highly supported by the Red Sox today.
And your dad very willingly took on speaking tours.
Sure.
Went around for the charity.
Absolutely.
And I understand he liked to talk to kids and sign notes for them.
Did
you?
Yeah.
As you got older, you probably noticed that yourself.
He was full of that. You know, we made 30 trips to Cooperstown after he was inducted. We did it as a family vacation, a golfing outing for Dad and I. You know, just the kids that accumulate around Cooperstown during the induction ceremony and kids at the airport, kids everywhere, Dad would always stop and take time to visit with some of them.
He had a gruff side to him, too, didn't he?
Sure.
So here we have this man who probably could be real gruff with people, but when it came to children, a very sweet side came out of him.
Right.